Nancy Mace answers haters with Stop the Invasion of Women's Spaces Act. By Hannah Knutson on December 4, 2024. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, is doubling down after proposing to prevent biological men from using women's facilities at the U.S. Capitol, introducing the Stop the Invasion of Women's Spaces Act. This measure goes beyond preventing biological men from using women's facilities at the U.S. Capitol, blocking them from using single-sex spaces for women, restrooms, locker rooms, and changing rooms, at all federally funded facilities. This includes public schools and universities, national parks, government buildings, healthcare facilities such as hospitals and clinics, public housing and shelters, and transportation hubs like airports, train stations, and bus terminals, a press release from the Congresswoman's office reads. We introduced a resolution to stand up for women, and the left lost their minds. But I'm not here to make them happy, I'm here to protect women and girls, Mace said in a statement, making it clear that she is not backing down but doubling down on her efforts to protect women. I'm doubling down with this bill. We've worked too hard for safe spaces, and we're not going to allow them to be erased by unhinged, loud, and far-left extremists. Men and women's private spaces is not normal, and it never will be, she continued. Let them come at us again, Mace added. We're not stopping. Women deserve leaders who will stand up for them, no matter the cost. Her measure follows the prolonged backlash she has received from the radical left over her proposing to prevent biological men from using women's facilities at the U.S. Capitol. That move comes as transgender Delaware Rep. Elect Sarah McBride, D., a man who believes he is a woman, will be joining the House of Representatives in January. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, for instance, asserted that Mace was actually endangering women by barring biological men from using women's private spaces. I'm not going to allow biological men into women's private spaces, Mace said, responding to a reporter questioning her about the overall backlash. I will stand in the brink and stand in the way of anyone on the radical left who thinks that it's okay for a penis to be in a women's locker room or a bathroom or a changing room. Hell no, I'm not going to stand for it. Mace took offense, telling the reporter this is not okay. I'm a survivor of rape, I'm a survivor of sexual abuse, and I'm not going to allow any man in any female private space. End of story. Why is it that these crazy people, the insanity, the radical left are willing to kill women over a man's right to be in a women's restroom? She asked, noting that she has received death threats over this. Forcing women to share private spaces with men is not dignity and not respect, Mace continued during the Q&A. I'm absolutely going to stand in the way of anyone who thinks it's okay for a man to be in our locker room and our changing rooms, in our dressing rooms and women's bathrooms. And in fact, if you agree with that, you're crazy. Because that's not okay, the congresswoman said. It's not okay. Watch. Chill guys don't enter the women's bathroom, Mace added on social media, sharing a viral meme.